And welcome everyone to another
gorgeous edition of the Hour Bomb.
Gorgeous edition of the Hour Bomb.
That's right, we are heat free tonight, so obviously we look better.
I can't fault you much on that one, so yes, welcome to another gorgeous edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Howard, 2013 TBR Personality of the Year, joined as always by, hold on one second here, where's it at here?
The always prepared Jason.
Yes. You're also your intellectual savior of this network. God. Shut up, Adrian. Joined, as always, by one of my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
That's right, the big Adrian Masters here.
And we are Heath-free, so we have a mop sitting down here. So we might actually get more out of the mop than we do Heath.
That's true. The mop has a better chance of getting the themes right.
He does. But we are joined by a special guest.
That's right. From the land down under.
From the wrestling niche.
The angry Australian, Jake Mullins.
Seriously? That's the theme you picked out of everything?
Adrian picked it?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You're a fag, Adrian.
You don't like the song?
I like the song, you just could have picked something better.
Isn't this like the national anthem of
something
Australia?
Like really, really bad or something.
I could have found the Dingo Warrior.
Yeah, come on. No,
this is plenty bad enough.
Oh, God. Anyway, so welcome, fellas. Adrian, glad to have you back in the studio. After you had family stuff you had to do last week, I see how it is. Takes more importance over me. I get it, whatever. I don't get it.
Well, you're a douche. That's
whatever
it comes down to.
Whatever. Your wife's or your girlfriend's like, if you don't go do this, you don't get any pussy.
That's actually also what happened.
Okay, so there you go. Now
I
understand.
Why does his girlfriend sound like a fucking gay man?
Because anytime I impersonate like what my wife says or what Adrian's girlfriend says, they all sound like that?
That's Jason's woman voice. It's also his gay man voice. It's just how he sounds.
Shut up.
No,
and he does the gay man voice quite often.
Only when you ask me to.
Giggity.
So anyway, how the hell you guys been?
Yeah, you know, all right.
Jake, did you have a good turnout for your, you guys moving to Saturdays permanently?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So we are a weekend network now.
Yeah, apparently every show is on the weekend.
Saturday or Sunday now. Awesome. Oh my God.
Oh, you forgot about FTW and Talk TNA. Come on.
Yeah. Well, FTW doesn't stream live on our network, and well, Talk TNA does.
Did they actually stream live on our network?
Who?
Talk TNA.
Yeah. Every Monday at 4 Eastern, 3 Central-ish.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that.
I don't pay
it's
attention to
It's 4 Central,
these things,
but
as the name of the
I'll
podcast.
Let that one slide.
They usually go 3 o'clock my time.
Yeah, he's right.
Yeah, 3 o'clock my time. So.
Well, then fuck me, I'm wrong.
I'm not gonna fly to Australia.
I thought they had their own mixer now.
Fuck, I don't know.
Again, it's a podcast that talks about TNA. While I'm sure they're great people, I don't listen.
Just throw that.
They have a very good pay view to cover this week. Wink, wink.
I'm sure they do. That's why we're not covering it tonight. Because
was Slammiversary actually a good pay per view? There we go. Well. He did go, instead of, oh, hell no. So that's gotta be,
It was average. Even the X Division ladder match was average.
All right. Well, so tune in tomorrow for that. And they'll go over that in detail. Because I don't fucking watch it.
See, Eric Young, still your TNA champion, by the way.
Yeah.
Hashtag spoilers.
And nothing was solved.
I heard they were going to strip him of the title.
Get it? Because they copy WWE.
Exactly. Neck injury, and they were going to strip him of the title. Black Evolution was.
They were going to, but then MVP got hurt, so.
Ah. Wrong person on the wrong team got hurt.
Right.
So anyway, Adrian, how's your week been, buddy?
No. Overall, can't complain.
That's good.
I got nothing special this week. It's just
starting my new job.
Oh, yeah. What do you, are you entering the jizz mopping business yourself?
I am not.
Oh.
I am selling people shit to people who eat poop.
Oh, well. So you're following Heath's line of work then?
Well,
Only obviously you're already better because you can sell.
I can sell. Okay. Actually, I'm selling phones for a major wireless company.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't care.
No, fuck you. When you need your phone fixed, go eat a dick.
You can't fix my phone anyway.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't.
We got a fucking tech center there.
No, well, I didn't know that. I'm gonna come
No, you can't fucking come in now.
I'm pretty sure you don't make the rules.
I will. Don't tell me, see that asshole? Not allowed.
Well, fuck this. If I can't come in to fix my phone, I'm not doing this show anymore.
Whatever. Shut up. This portion of the show is sponsored by Twizzlers, the official snack of the hour bomb.
That's right.
Anyway. Oh, shit. Hold on. We actually had a sponsor. Hold on.
Oh, do we?
We do. Hold on. Oh, boy. Basketball update. Woohoo.
Oh, hey. The San Antonio Spurs won the NBA championship. I don't know which I care less about, Eric Young being TNA champion still or the Spurs winning the NBA championship.
Oh, I care much less about the NBA.
I don't know. It's a toss-up.
Jake?
What?
What do you care more about, TNA or basketball?
TNA? Don't try the NHL or basketball, you dumb fuck.
What?
You said TNA or basketball.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say. What do you care more about, TNA or basketball? I didn't speak wrong.
Oh, I thought we were talking hockey or the...
No, I was talking about TNA.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Can I pick the third option, none of the above?
Yeah.
You sure can.
That is a viable... That's what I would pick, given those two options. Anyway, this week, the R-Bomb is sponsored by... Heath's Musical Butt Plugs. When you need a good time, insert that. Listen to some Ultimate Warrior.
That's...
Whoa!
All right, I'm done. That's horrible.
It's from our intern. Anyway, so I guess...
Too soon.
I'm trying to think of a better one if my...
What are we talking about here?
If you had a musical vibrator.
Fandango Sam.
Mae Young.
Are you serious?
It thrusts with every, like, dude.
Oh, my God. I never...
What about Tyler Breeze's theme from the NXT?
I don't know. I don't remember that one. Get her going, get her going. It is kind of a good vibrating pulse to it. Alright, that would work. I think. Now, you said Tyler Breeze? Do I have that?
Do you have the new one?
I might, actually. I think I used it for something. Let's see if I can find it here. Hold on. Maybe not.
While you're doing that, let me get a shout-outs from the chat here.
There's no one there.
Me. Okay. So, hey, I did say I would give Richard a shout-out. So, hey, Richard, if you're listening.
Why are you giving him a shout-out?
He asked me to.
I posted it in the Skype chat.
Alright. Hold on. It's got a goddamn commercial. I want to watch a goddamn YouTube video without a fucking commercial.
Alright, Richard.
Look, everyone! It's Tyler!
Is it my eyes when you look at me?
Wow, that's really fucking gay.
It's supposed to be.
That is really gay.
I don't know if you've noticed that his gimmick is fashion model, but
I have. You know, the intro of that.
When you look at me,
what?
They are so gorgeous.
Yeah, that's apparently Richard had to stay late at work tonight to stuff the crust on the pizza. If you know what I mean.
I will never order that again. Thank you for officially completely ruining that for me, Adrian.
No problem.
But at the beginning of that kind of reminds me of Eminem-like.
A little
Except
bit.
Except better.
No. Tyler Breeze is not better than Eminem.
Yes.
Okay, that's enough.
I'm done.
So, for our returning listeners that are going to download this because we have no one in the chat... Thanks for not showing up.
It's because the TNA pay-per-view.
Everybody's... actually, I can guarantee it's because of the NBA Finals, really.
The Finals are over.
Yeah,
they already named the MVP.
Have they? Who is it?
Yeah, I don't... It's fucking basketball.
Okay, wow.
Montanius, whatever MVP's name is.
Montello Montanius Porter.
That's not his name in TNA.
Spurs forward, Holly Leonard.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway.
Kevin Durant. There, I just named a random basketball player.
Yes, Charles Barkley. He won MVP of the fucking Pioneer contest.
Most black player.
Anyway, so for our returning listeners,
Kevin Nash, he won it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He tore his quad except the award.
I'm not going to get a fucking show in tonight, am I?
Probably not.
Okay, good. For our returning listeners, thanks for not showing up. Thanks for downloading the show, I guess, dicks. For those of you downloading us for the first time, because there's no one in the fucking chat room tonight, here's how the show works. I have a whole list of shit I got to try to get through. These two assholes, as usual, are going to try to derail me and get me off topic here. I've got 60 minutes. That's 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home to try to do it. I don't know. I feel good about tonight.
All right. So I guess let's start a show.
So, I guess so. Jake, you got anything else?
No.
Adrian?
TNA.
Okay, good. Adrian, you got anything else?
Nope.
All right. Really? You don't have anything else?
No, but he's in here, so it's not.
Oh, wait. No, we can't get the show started.
How do I?
In the States today, earlier today, it hit the news that Casey Kasem, legendary broadcaster, Casey's Top 40, passed away at the age of 82.
What did he die from?
He was fucking 82. Do you need a reason at 82 to die?
Did he have, like, Alzheimer's or something? Or
He had something nasty. I don't remember off the top of my head. Dementia, maybe?
Oh, so when he was in the Top 40 list, he couldn't remember the first, like, 30 songs he did, so it's like this...
Really, Adrian?
Yes.
We got to reset that countdown timer. Oh, it's been so many days since Adrian's pissed someone off. Nope, not anymore.
You called everyone that listened to the show dicks just a minute ago, so really?
Because they're not here for the show. By default.
Well, dead people can't show up either.
What?
Dead people don't listen to the show either, Jason.
So?
And they're never going to listen.
He's
going
to haunt you in your sleep.
You know he was a vegan, so therefore it just goes to show you. Being a vegan is not that healthy for you. Let's see.
I'm pretty sure if that happens and you're a vegan and you die, you come back as like a giraffe or some shit. Or some fucked up animal that only eats grass.
Now follow me on this here, Jason. And if he comes back to haunt me, I mean, at least my dreams will be better because I can hear, well, that's right, Adrian, we are going to be in the countdown before we go to the weather. And then we're haunting your shit.
Yeah. Anyway. Apparently, they took him off life support, all that good stuff. But he had been receiving...
All that good stuff.
Yeah. About a week ago, he was receiving antibiotics for bed sores and treatment for high blood pressure. And he'd been bedridden.
Yeah.
So, and someone... Yeah. So there you go. That's what he died from. Being
Wasn't
fucking
82. Wasn't he in Scooby-Doo or some shit?
He was all kinds of voices. He was the original Shaggy.
Oof.
Yeah, he wasn't Scooby-Doo, he was Shaggy.
Yeah. He was in, I think he did play some voices in Transformers.
Wait,
G.I.
Like,
Joe.
He was like one of the Insane Clown Posse people, Shaggy.
Oh, God.
Shut up. Anyway, without further ado, I guess I'm going to start the show, but I got to find the timer first.
Okay.
What?
I said okay.
Oh. God damn it.
Let me know when I can start talking wrestling.
Well, this is usually Heath's fucking job here.
Somebody should have been better prepared. Somebody
Someone needs
been.
To go eat a dick.
Are you going
to
look into that answer?
Someone needs to eat a dick, Adrian. Wow. And we're good.
All right. So, hey, there was a Raw this past week.
There was a Raw this past week. Let's talk some Raw. All right, Monday Night Raw for whatever the fuck day that was. The 9th.
Yeah.
All right, so what big happened on Monday Night Raw?
Well, the Shield responded to Rollins turning on them.
Yes, they did.
They were angry faces. And then they made angry faces.
I was going to say, dude, did your girlfriend ever suck your dick?
Occasionally.
Do you ever accidentally just, like, blow your wad in her mouth?
No.
Oh. You ever seen that happen in, like, a porno?
Yeah.
Okay, and the chick gets really pissed?
Yeah.
I would say these guys were more mad than getting a pop shot in the mouth.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That was a long way to go for...
That was a, yeah, that was a long story for no payoff.
Yeah.
It was a payoff.
It wasn't a payoff for me.
Oh.
Now you just look like a deviant. I'm sorry.
Next week, we're going to be talking about raping people again.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
Can't call that that. I can't call that again. I kid you not, after that show, we were trying to figure out what the fuck to call that episode. It's like, oh, we should call it this. No, we can't call it that. Oh, we should call it this. We can't call it that. So eventually, I'm like, you know what? We can't call it that. That's the name of our show. So anyway, we had actually a couple of Money in the Bank qualifying matches.
We did. I think
we had Bad News Barrett lost to Sheamus.
Yes.
We had Randy Orton placed in the Money in the Bank ladder match.
For being the most boring superstar ever.
He was the first ever WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He deserves to be in that match.
The most boring superstar ever.
He deserves to be in that match.
If he falls off the ladder and breaks his neck,
I won't be upset.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Randy Orton Haters Hour.
Yeah, Randy Orton.
Seriously,
would
what
you guys stop drinking the goddamn Haterade?
Why does he deserve to be inserted in that match?
Inserted.
Adrian, I remember one point in time
because Triple H likes inserting dicks in things.
I remember.
By the same logic, couldn't Triple H just insert Seth Rollins into it as well?
Yeah, he could have. But he's not part of Evolution.
Yet. He is.
Yet.
But, I mean...
That's nice.
What the fuck is he walking around with suit on then?
Because he's better than those cretins. He's the architect of the Shield. Without him, there's no one to harness the hatred of Roman Reigns, so he's useless. And Dean Ambrose, there's no one to keep him on topic, so Dean Ambrose is fucking useless. So therefore, without Seth Rollins, the Shield, dead.
I don't think that's happening.
I don't either, but that's beside the point.
I mean, you just said that's what you thought was happening.
Let's see, what else happened? Cesaro beat Rob Van Dam to qualify for the Money in the Bank ladder match.
Cesaro!
For the...
It's me, World Heavyweight title.
You know, there's rumors. Never mind, I'll come back to that.
What rumors are we talking about?
Nope, saving it for a different segment.
Fuck.
And then Zack Ryder for another week gets squashed by Rusev.
Oh, yay.
Just want to say, Zack Ryder on Monday Night Raw.
And Rusev still doesn't know how to wave a flag properly.
No, he doesn't. And let's see. There's my what stinks on that one. And there's another. I've got multiple what stinks, actually. So, really, the big thing was that Triple H said the Shield was dead and we're not going to see them again, but they're going to have to fight the Wyatts in a handicap match unless they can find someone that will team with them, because after all the hell they've, you know, put everyone through and back, there's no one's going to come help them.
And I called John Cena being their partner as soon as he said that.
How would we not call Cena? I mean, it's a match with the Wyatt.
I didn't. I actually thought they were going to do something with this, but...
No. They're not going to. It's WWE, man. They. Oh, hey, hang on, Jason. We missed one major thing. They stripped Daniel Bryan of the title.
Hallelujah.
Oh, was that Monday?
Yeah, that was Monday.
This has been one long fucking week.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. They drew out stripping in the title of him for so long because basically they were waiting for the official word on whether he was going to be able to wrestle or not at Money in the Bank because they weren't sure.
And it's not looking good.
And he's not going to be able to.
So anyway.
Thank fuck.
And then the Shield just absolutely annihilated 3MB on their final appearance on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, that's a sad. You know what? I'm saving that. Hang on.
Okay.
He Slater gets to stay, but Drew McIntyre doesn't.
Or Jinder Mahal. Don't hinder Jinder, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So anyway, in our Money in the Bank match, we've got... fuck, who all is in the Money in the Bank ladder match? Del Rio, Orton, Sheamus, Cesaro?
And from SmackDown, we got Bray Wyatt added to the match.
That's it?
So far, I think so, yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
I think the last two spots, I'm going to say Cena's probably going to get one.
Most likely.
Oh, God.
Last spot, do you think Roman Reigns gets it?
I was thinking maybe.
I think they still... He's still, like, feuding with Evolution.
Right, but I think they could use him to, like, be the reason that Randy Orton isn't able to, like, cash in. Like he stops Orton.
And that sets him up for,
But
I think Evolution just squashes them before then. I really don't see them doing much, to be honest.
What I think is going to happen is Reigns is almost going to win it. Rollins is going to cost Reigns, giving you Rollins versus Reigns at Battleground, and then going into SummerSlam.
Yeah, but what about Ambrose?
Ambrose is going to actually fight Rollins on the show, I think. I'm just guessing.
All right, I can see that. Maybe. It'll be interesting if it happens. So, all right. Anything else you guys want to touch on Monday Night Raw? We didn't really miss much.
I've heard they're going to add a second Money in the Bank match still, too, for the briefcase still. That's another heavy rumor that's going on right now.
Okay, thanks for stealing my thunder.
No problem.
Yeah, asshole.
Well, if you don't tell me what you have planned for the show, then...
Hey, Adrian. You know, we have a segment called Can You Dig It?
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't fucking speculate on all kinds of shit before that segment.
Well, I mean, it's wrestling news.
Well, that's
news,
been heavily rumored for, like, 2 months now.
Yeah.
It's not really anything new.
Yeah, Jason.
Okay, well then, fuck you. Both of you.
Maybe have a better Can You Dig It ready. How about that?
Maybe quit playing with your dick.
I'm, but it likes it.
Oh, God.
Brock Lesnar's winning the title at Money in the Bank, so it doesn't matter who is in this match anyway.
I didn't even it's think
happening.
About him.
I'm sorry, but it's happening.
I disagree.
If anything, Lesnar's going to win at SummerSlam.
I disagree.
No, he's going to go in with the title. Daniel Bryan's going to win the title off him at SummerSlam.
What if... never mind. I'm saving that for my Can You Dig It.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm good.
Asshole. All right, I got nothing else on Raw. Do you have anything else you want to touch on Raw or SmackDown?
It was okay. It wasn't really great, though. It was average.
Did anyone actually watch SmackDown?
No. I fast forward through most of it. I'll occasionally watch a match here and there. I actually watched the Dean Ambrose Bray Wyatt match, though.
So. Oh, yeah?
Well, it was a pretty good match.
That doesn't surprise me a whole lot, given those two.
But I didn't watch really anything else on SmackDown.
This is a shame.
Oh, I watched the final appearance of 3MB. Because they got beat down by Roman Reigns.
Good. What a way to send them out. All right, we're going to move on. It's time for our weekly dose of What Stinks. I'm going to go first.
Okay.
I am sick and fucking tired of not one person, but two people.
Oh, God. I know who one of them is going to be.
Who, Adrian?
Go ahead, I want to see your thunder, Jason. I don't want to be accused of taking stuff out of your mouth.
We're talking about the same. We're thinking the same person, Bo Dallas.
I don't agree with you, but I know that's pretty
good. I'm fucking sick of Bo Dallas. Take him off TV. Send him back down to NXT. I'm fucking sick and tired of him. And then this week on fucking NXT, he's still fucking on there.
Uh-huh.
And two, not really sick of the guy. I'm sick of creative. The fuck are you guys doing with Damian Sandow? I mean, really?
I like it.
Ugh.
It's occasionally entertaining. The interpretive dancing was fucking funny. I laughed.
It's obviously staged. It's not something they're doing. Like, the whole entire thing, even from like leading when he did that thing on the pre-show on
Jason,
was it SmackDown or Raw?
That was a Raw.
He did that little shoot. That was obviously staged. Now you can
I know,
tell.
But
I want to point something out here, Jason.
What?
A year ago, Cesaro was yodeling.
Yeah.
All right.
You can turn it around.
He had that whole rugby gimmick.
Yeah. All right. I guess you're right. Cesaro was yodeling a year ago. So.
All right, Adrian, you're up. All right. So, Jesus, I'm upset here, Jason. And
why are you upset?
They fired, like, of all the people that got fired on Thursday, and I know we're going to talk more about it later.
Right.
They fired. Two of three members of 3MB.
So they're 1.5 MB?
Yes.
1.5 MB?
Yes.
Okay.
They fired Drew McIntyre and Jinder Mahal.
Remember when Drew McIntyre was the chosen one?
Yeah. Chosen to go to the unemployment line, apparently.
Because he wouldn't stop fucking Tiffany.
Oh, was that what was going on?
Yeah, she kept...
Or is that part of our wrestling rumor thing we're going to talk about next week?
Both.
Okay.
No, Tiffany beat the shit out of him and he didn't fire back. That's why he lost his fucking push, apparently.
Oh, that makes sense.
Because he was a bitch and he didn't hit a woman, right?
Yeah.
What?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
No. We do not. You know, we get around about a lot of things on the show, but that is not one. That is one thing we are not going to get around about.
Well, I can no, but I'm not sure he's not wrong though, because Vince McMahon might see it as a sign of weakness that he wasn't ruled in the
yeah,
side bitch.
He literally. That's why he stopped. There was no literally no.
Think
other
about what
reason
happened to John Morrison after
it.
Batista started fucking Molina. Where did John Morrison go from there?
Yeah. Huh.
He doesn't like bitches. It's noted.
Okay. All right. Do you got anything else, Adrian?
Let me point out some people that still have a job.
Wait, just save that. Okay. Save that.
Okay.
Say anger that harness. Harness that anger.
You understand why I'm upset, though.
Yes. All right, Jake, you got one?
Especially because as far as Comedy X go, 3MB was good at what they did.
They were. Jake.
Teddy Long being released.
All right.
Holla holla. Now we can't have any more impromptu tag team matches.
Holla holla, exactly. Unemployment line.
Is the best thing about SmackDown for the longest time.
Now, I want to point this out because it was one of the funniest Facebook posts I read after that. So, apparently this takes place in the unemployment line. And Teddy Long goes, all right, so what we're going to have right now is an impromptu tag team match. We're going to have Jinder Mahal and Drew McIntyre versus Yoshitatsu. And I'm trying to think of someone else that got released. Camacho.
Hawkins.
And the winning team gets it cut in front of me in the line.
Holla holla player. He
knocks out. In Teddy Long's defense, it was known that he wasn't going to re-sign his contract when it expired later this year. So, not a big deal.
Yeah, Teddy knew this was pretty much coming. And this one doesn't surprise me.
No. But we're going to talk about the rest of that later.
Are we going to talk about the Mark Henry thing too with it?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Mark Henry gets
one thing that did surprise me was Camacho getting released.
That actually did surprise me too. All right, fine.
Later on the show, guys. Later on the show.
Okay.
Oh, whatever, motherfucker.
Yeah, we talk about what we want when we want.
Yeah, bitch. We're supposed to be fucking derailing you. Isn't this the point?
Vagina! You have a vagina.
That goes to both of you. All right, we're gonna move on.
Apparently, you're the one with the vagina.
Why don't you go to your dick?
Can you dig it, sucker?
All right, Adrian, please. What is your Can You Dig It?
Can You Dig It? I'm on a show with a fucking tyrant.
Do not talk about Jake like that. I told you, don't
talk about you.
Oh, I can't dig that at all. I'm not a tyrant.
You're a fucking tyrant.
Someone's got to move the goddamn show along.
I was moving the goddamn show along.
What time you got to be working in the morning, Adrian?
Whenever the fuck I want to go in.
10:30, right?
Yeah.
I have to be there at 8:30.
Oh,
shut up.
That's sad. You want a fucking tissue?
We need to be here. Why aren't we turning on Jake?
Because I like Jake. Sometimes.
Do we have anything in the chat? Probably not.
No, there's not anybody in here. Let me see here. No.
No. That's what my what stinks is. No one showed up for our other show tonight.
That does kind of suck.
That really sucks.
All right. Can you dig it? If they do a second Money in the Bank ladder match.
Okay.
And it's for the briefcase.
God damn you. I fucking hate you.
Brock Lesnar wins the briefcase and then cashes in on whoever pulls the titles down in the other Money in the Bank match.
So he's going to win it and cash in on the same night?
Yes.
Who wins it?
He's saying that Brock Lesnar's going to win the briefcase and cash it in after.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That's not going to happen.
Think about this. Cesaro's going to be the one to pull the titles down, and Paul Heyman's going to have Lesnar cash in the briefcase on.
Oh, God.
No.
I don't think I can dig that. I like it, but I can't dig it.
That's good stuff, though. Like, if they did that, I'd be behind it.
That's horrible. He's really a monster. Why would he have the briefcase?
That's too good.
That's a bitch move.
For WWE Creative to come up with something like that. That is too good.
All right.
Anything that's good in our eyes, and it will end up good, they don't ever use.
All right.
So, but I can't dig that. I don't think they're going to do that. Jake.
I have a better situation.
Okay, here's Jake's Can You Dig It.
During the entrances of the Money in the Bank match, they just have Brock Lesnar come out and fuck one of them up and just take his spot.
Would it be Cesaro?
No, it wouldn't be Cesaro.
Del Rio.
Del Rio.
Well, right.
He's not going to win it anyway, so fuck him.
The issue I would have with that is, is you'd have two Paul Heyman guys competing against each other.
And the Paul Heyman is the greatest manager ever.
That would be the SummerSlam match.
Because Paul Heyman's the greatest manager ever because he's got two guys fighting for the World Heavyweight title in the same match. Could you imagine the ammunition he would come out on Raw? I'm the greatest manager ever. I am the greatest manager ever.
Kyle's not here. We don't have to play the Paul Heyman clip.
Sure we do.
My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak. My client, Brock Lesnar, conquered the streak.
And then he'd be like, and my client, Cesaro, however he rolls his fucking R's, you know, and it would be good.
I don't know.
Having Brock Lesnar win the case is just, no. I don't see why you'd ever want to do that ever.
Well, I mean, it goes against my original plan, because my original idea
was to have Wyatt cash in and win it.
Well, no. Win it. My original plan was to have Cesaro win the briefcase, and then Paul Heyman, like, convince Cesaro to leave the arena, and then give the briefcase to Brock Lesnar to cash in on somebody else.
Why would he do that?
There's no... Paul Heyman client, you could say, well, you know, Paul Heyman on behalf of Cesaro signed over the documents too.
Yeah.
You could do it.
But why would you do it like that?
Because you get Cesaro
like a bitch then.
No, you get Cesaro to be able to be a true babyface the way that he's already kind of there anyway and away from Paul Heyman, and you give him a feud with Brock Lesnar.
Doesn't make
Lesnar.
Him look like a babyface? He basically hands it over.
He was
no
screwed over by Paul Heyman,
at
though.
You got screwed over by Paul Heyman. You're a face at that point.
Why didn't you have Paul Heyman in the shadows, like, do that contract stuff, sign it over, and then just have Brock Lesnar turn on him? That would make more sense, wouldn't it? Because Cesaro wouldn't give up that case for anything.
And well, if he thought he could trust Paul Heyman, he would.
Yeah.
Why would you give it another title shot to another man? It doesn't fucking matter.
No. You're missing the point. Paul says, I'll take care of the briefcase for you, just go out and have a good night. And then Paul Heyman does a dirty deed behind Cesaro's back.
Delivers the case to him.
No, Cesaro goes out and celebrates his big win, and while he's out drinking or what, celebrating, then Paul Heyman signs the documents on behalf of Cesaro and gives the briefcase to Brock Lesnar.
That's what I'm saying.
That sounds good.
That sounds Paul Heyman-like. And that turns Cesaro to a full face where...
Right.
Everyone's already cheering for him anyway. We just booed Paul Heyman.
Right.
So... All right. Whose was that? Was that Jake?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, it was Jake.
I'm stuck with one now. God damn it. My thunder was stolen.
Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Play the field music on yourself, Jason.
I don't have to do a goddamn thing.
Do it.
No.
I will lose respect for you now and forever.
I don't care about your... You asshole, don't turn the fucking mic off. No! Quit being an asshole. You want me to come up with one or not?
Come up with one.
Keep flicking it, and it doesn't help any.
Well, come up with one.
Come up with one?
You got 10 seconds.
And why do I have 10 seconds?
Because I gave you 10 seconds.
You're not the host of the goddamn show.
I might as well be.
Hey, Adrian. We're going a little faster, so I'm just trying to stretch out the show a little bit.
Sure.
We're like 40 minutes in, or 20 minutes in, and we're like halfway through the show.
Yeah, but we got a lot to talk about in those last 40 minutes.
Whatever. All right, guys, can you dig it? Someone from the NXT roster will appear in the briefcase match for Money in the Bank.
Yeah, I can dig that, actually.
Say that again?
Someone on the NXT roster will earn a spot in the Money in the Bank briefcase match.
Is there anyone worthy of it, really?
I can think of one, two off the top of my head.
Who?
Sami Zayn or Adrian Neville.
They're not going to give it to Sami Zayn. He's got that losing streak going on at the moment.
All right.
Except for he beat Mr. NXT on this week's.
He beat
not
Adrian
Dallas. Neville. He can pick up fucking radio with those goddamn ears. He's fucking annoying as hell.
So. Or we could see, like.
If you put Tyson Kidd in it, I wouldn't mind.
You know what? Who should win it? And you're going to hate me for saying this?
Who?
Rusev.
Oh, I'm not going to hate you for that one.
Oh, God.
Because then he could be Mr. Money in the Bank and hold the and line up with the briefcase, because she looks hot holding the briefcase, and then...
All right, I like that one. But they could put...
Please don't. Give Lana the case. Make her win it. Because she's better than Rusev.
Yeah.
Rusev is awesome. I don't know your problem with him.
Rusev does two moves every fucking match, okay? Two fucking moves.
First off...
He does that super kick, and then he... Motherfucker.
Hey, when your two moves are awesome, all you need is two moves. That's all I'm saying.
Hulk can only use two moves.
No, Hulk had at least 10.
Hulk had two moves.
Even Kevin Nash Rusev
can
moves.
Do the belly-to-belly
Rusev
suplex,
doesn't even
too.
Have 10 moves.
I've seen him do the belly-to-belly suplex.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Hogan did, other than punches and kicks and a clothesline.
He's an MVP from 2007.
What? I lost my ears.
Oh, you can't hear.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know you couldn't hear. You can tell me that in the mic. Hey, I lost the sound of my headphones. That's okay, Adrian.
He's trying to be a little professional, you know?
Yeah, he's on the wrong show.
Okay.
You better?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's fine. All right.
I only had sound in one ear. It was weird.
Okay. We're having some audio issues tonight, because that was really loud. I don't know why that was so damn loud. Anyway. All right. What the hell were we talking about?
We're talking about Rusev and his awesome moveset.
You take away punches, kicks, and clotheslines. Hogan had two moves. The big boot and the leg drop.
He had the atomic drop.
Oh, wait. He had a body slam.
Yeah, he did
he had plenty of moves.
He had a body slam.
He did an elbow drop.
Every now and then.
But he could do it.
Did the clothesline and the
clothesline. Rusev could do an elbow drop.
That's a move.
So anyway, moving on.
I'm looking up Rusev.
I don't mind Rusev as a whole, but they really need to stop doing this bullshit thing where they just have 2 minute squash matches.
His finishing moves are the bullplex and the accolade.
Oklahoma roll transition.
What is he, Ron Simmons?
The bullplex is an Oklahoma roll transition into a release German suplex. He used that in FCW. And then the
Samoan drop.
You mean like Douglas Williams?
Who?
Yeah,
I don't remember, you don't fucking watch TNA.
No. Okay. And then he's got
signature moves. It's like a roll and then into a German suplex.
Okay. He's got like 7 signature moves.
Yeah.
Body block, jumping sidekick, multiple
moves. I'm not going to count the body block.
Okay. Running
hip Samoan attack. Drop, spinning heel kick, swinging side slam.
Jumping sidekick.
What's his gay camel clutch called?
The accolade.
Oh. I thought they were going to call it something like vodka or some bullshit Russian thing.
This isn't TNA.
Well, why not? They seem to be stuck on this dumb fucking Russian thing no one cares about.
Well, yeah.
I mean, come on.
But I care
about
it.
There's a point where you can't come out every fucking week and be like, look at our Russian president. He's so much better than your president.
Look at Vladimir Putin.
Yes, he's a...
You know what?
He's a real hero, a man that we can look up to.
They showed him, like, bodybuilding. He looks all fat and shit. Like, really? That's a man?
Well, fuck you, Adrian.
He looks better than Obama did with...
America. Like, love it or leave it.
Fucking give me
hey, at least Obama's trying, you know?
Yeah. I'm like, but you know what? As far as I'm concerned, Lana can come out and say whatever the fuck she wants.
You know, I've been I want to talk about this for just a second. I've been watching that show on HBO with John Oliver.
Cat House?
No. It's got John Oliver. He's
Real
on
sex?
The Daily Show. I'm done. Fuck off.
No, what is it? John Oliver.
And he does like this thing where he talks about like leaders of foreign countries. And apparently the Prime Minister of Australia is like the biggest douchebag ever. And Jacob
Martin, he is pretty bad.
Okay.
like they show up like at a store like where he walks up to someone and goes, hey, how you doing? He's like, this guy goes, you're a fucking dick.
Whoa. Is he that why
yeah,
is he
no
that
one
bad?
Likes our prime minister here.
Is it a dictatorship or is it a democracy over there?
I don't know, but every time I see the news he's running on the beach with a speedo, so.
Well, do you vote for your prime minister?
I voted for the sex party this year, so...
He voted for the sex party.
So you voted, so you're democracy. Okay.
Alright.
By the way, that show is called Last Week Tonight.
Okay, I couldn't remember the name of the show. It's okay. A good show, though. I enjoy it.
Alright. So we're gonna move on. Prime Minister Tony Abbott, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So we are week two of the new bet, which we still don't have anything we're playing for. We're going to have to, like, come up with something real soon. So week two is in the books.
Let's just suck each other's dicks. There, just
no.
I'll take a handy for Heath.
You know, Heath's not here to object, so winner gets a hand job from Heath.
I'll pretend to be him.
Oh. Anyway, week two in the books, and it, I don't like the way it's looking right now.
All right, how's it looking?
Team Jizmopper, 27 points. Team Awesome, I got 30 points. You got 67 points.
Dear God.
Well, it doesn't help when on SmackDown you get 20 fucking points on SmackDown, and you get 15 points on, what the fuck was that, Raw?
Yeah.
So, and you guys took my fucking Golden Boy. Or Heath did, at least.
Yeah, and how well is that working out for Heath, though, still?
Actually, not well. He's only netted him 7 points. Up until this week, no one on Heath's team had lost.
So Heath is winning.
No, Heath is actually losing, as usual. Mm-hmm. Adrian's winning.
God damn it, Heath. Do you win anything in life?
No, he doesn't.
No.
He wins his mom... Never mind. I was trying to... He wins his mommy's affection every week, every night.
Giggity.
Well... Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not?
Did you want to watch NASCAR today?
Heath apparently is.
Why is Heath watching NASCAR?
He watches NASCAR.
Because he roots for Jeff Gordon. Because he likes it when guys come up on his rear.
I got to throw the obligatory Jeff Gordon joke out there. Hey, Adrian, what do you call 39 rednecks chasing the queer?
What's that, Jason?
A NASCAR race with Jeff Gordon in the lead.
Badach.
Badach. Oh, yeah. All right, had to. And if you're gay, I apologize for that last remark.
He doesn't apologize. He doesn't fucking mean it.
Whatever. Anyway, so, yeah, I don't like the way it looks, but we're going to have to come up with terms really, really soon.
Okay.
So.
NASCAR, the most redneck sport in the world.
Left turn. Left turn.
Yeah.
Left turn. Yeah, you know, I do watch NASCAR sometimes, but I watch it for the wrecks. However, when they're on a road track and they have to make left and right turns, I watch that shit all day long.
Okay.
It's, you know, because, oh shit, I gotta make a right turn. How do I do this?
Alright, so we done talk about the bet for now?
Yeah, we are.
I'm not making any changes. Are you making changes?
Nope.
Okay.
And we're gonna move on to America's Favorite Game Show. Modified, I guess, this week.
Alright.
It is not, let's make a deal. It's not Jeopardy. Hell, it's not even The Price is Right. It's Jizz Jams.
Not gonna say all of my face.
Just go for it, Adrian.
No.
Say it's all over Jake's face.
All over Jake's face.
There you go.
All right.
So here's
it's
how...
It's come birthing slut jams.
Here's how this show normally works. We play three theme songs for Heath. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he wins himself a shit-free show the next week.
Okay.
However, Heath is not here.
To be him.
No, we're good. We came up with better rules. So we did, last week when Heath was here, we did a theme song roulette. I just randomly chose, or he randomly chose three songs. So, why let you do that this week, Adrian?
Okay.
Because we're doing reverse Jizz Jams.
Okay.
If you can successfully guess two out of three this week, Heath loses.
All right.
If I stump you...
Heath wins?
Heath wins.
But I got to get two out of three still.
You got to get two out of three.
All right. There's no one in the chat, so I'm not going to close my monitor.
Okay. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Here's your first one. Then we'll play 30 seconds, and then you know the drill.
Okay. I know this one.
I wonder what it could be, Adrian. I don't know.
All right.
All right, hold on. Good enough. And your time starts now.
All right, I need to phone a friend.
You need to phone a friend?
Yes. Kit, okay. Come here. The cat.
Cat? All right.
All right, the cat gave me the answer. Tugboat.
All right, you say it's tugboat. Let me check here. Judges? You are correct.
Yay.
Oh, that's A-Train.
You know, that's the first time I've ever had to hit that button.
Just about.
No, that was not A-Train. This... I know I thought I had it on here.
Oh, we'll find that after this.
Yeah, we'll find it. All right. You ready for song number two?
Let's do it.
Right, you ready? Chosen completely random, I swear to God.
Okay.
Seriously?
I was scrolling through the themes. I told him when to stop. He said, stop on this one. I did it for Heath.
My God.
I'm much better at this than Heath is, apparently. All right, you had to wait for
Heath
to finish.
Should get this.
Heath should get this.
Go for it, Adrian.
Booker T.
Judges?
It's all there.
Whoops.
Black and white.
Oh, really?
No, I hit the wrong button.
All right.
Oh, that's a little great color.
Is the last one challenging at all?
Probably not.
Okay. Oh, God, I got the Kid Shamrock.
And you are actually worried.
Not really.
Yes, Ken Shamrock. Yes, Jake, it was The Undertaker. Let's see.
Conspiracy.
Let me add up the tally here for Heath. And Heath, this one is for you.
It's all there, black and white. I think I just got more crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
In one show, I think I got more themes right than Heath has gotten this year.
You actually may be correct.
I don't think he's gotten... I think he's gotten two songs right this year so far.
Could be. All right, this is A-Train.
The same thing.
That's not the same thing.
Oh,
close.
Like a generic fucking rock song.
It is. It's pretty.
Okay.
If Sheamus ever goes to TNA, that's gonna be his theme.
Probably.
So,
moving on time.
News?
How do I...
Okay.
We have to talk about Black Thursday.
Oh, okay.
A day from in infamy in the WWE.
Alright.
I'll stop it so you don't start crying, Adrian.
Alright, thank you.
No problem, buddy.
I'm cutting onions.
You play that Tell Me a Lie one. The one they play when Shawn HBK Michaels left.
You don't have to really do that, but you're going
that's,
to anyway.
That's more sad than that one.
Yes, I'm going to play that one because he's right. It is sadder. All right. You don't have the list pulled up, do you?
I can't get it up real quick.
I got it right here. All right, so this week... It could have been bye-bye-bye, Adrian. That's
okay.
All I'm saying. I could have played that. All right, so this week we will have lost. WWE released, massive release on Thursday. JTG finally gone. Drew McIntyre, Jinder Mahal.
You got to say JTG for last.
Oh, sorry.
Because he was like an hour and a half after everybody else. And was like, holy shit, JTG is still employed.
Yeah, I know. So, Drew McIntyre, Jinder Mahal, Oksana, no more nip slips. Her tits were awesome.
Yeah.
Kurt Hawkins, I didn't know he was still around. You know, what in the world does it come to when Zack Ryder is still around? Hawkins and Ryder, who would have thought years ago that Ryder would be the one to still be around?
I would not have.
Theodore Long, Camacho, Brodus Clay, Yoshitatsu, referee Mark Harris, and the one that I'm actually most upset about, Evan Bourne.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's been hurt for the last, like, 4 years, but still.
I mean, since given his track record, I can see why they let him
go. Go to lolwrestling.com.
All right, give me a second. Let me talk about some people here real quick, though, Jason.
There you go. LOL Wrestling JT. No, go to web. Oh, there you go. There you go. Fifth one over.
That one?
Yes. JTG, for the record, was employed by the WWE for 7 years, 30 days, 0 hours, 25 minutes, and 12 seconds.
That's an impressive run.
To be as bad as he was? Sure.
For what he did over those 7 years.
He was good with Crime Time.
Shad was better than he was anyway.
It's Crime Time, they were good, but then when they broke up Crime Time and then they fired Shad, there was nothing left for JTG, really.
Well, Darren Young is now their go-to sit-on-the-shelf black guy, so...
But he's gay. He can't do that.
You know, and here's the thing. You had Crime Time. A black tag team. I thought they were really good. They entertained the hell out of me. Broke them up. They're both gone. you have primetime players. Black tag team. Both really good. Broke them up. What's either one of them doing? Not a goddamn thing.
So Titus O'Neil should be released by this time next year. And
Darren Young will be
7 years, 30 days.
Something like that, yeah. So, anyway, go ahead, Adrian. You were saying about the release talent?
All right. I'm actually the most upset one I am about me is because they've been on TV pretty much every week for the last, like, year. And that's 3MB. I mean, A, they're your go-to jobbers.
Yeah. And entertaining as hell.
Yeah, I mean, A, they would job to people, and they were funny doing it, usually.
Yeah. Jake, you got anyone that you were kind of pissed off about that got fired?
Drew McIntyre. But sort of Drew McIntyre, I think at this point, it's kind of, I've given up hope that he was ever going to do anything else. But, yeah, Camacho was a very big surprise to me because, you know, he was getting past his Mexican racist fucking gimmick when he comes out in on the lowrider bike and shit. He was actually a good wrestler.
Yeah, from what I understand, there was actually some people were upset over Yoshitatsu because they feel that he improved greatly in the ring.
Actually,
apparently he had regressed in the ring.
That's what I heard too. Is the regression thing? They thought they weren't surprised by that one.
Oh, maybe I misread it then. Maybe it was Camacho that they said that, and I just got it confused. That's possible.
Jinder Mahal was pretty good too.
You know when Drew McIntyre came out and he was the chosen one, I really got behind Drew McIntyre. But then all the shit with Tiffany went down, and then yeah,
he was a shit back in like 2010.
When he had the badass theme song and all that?
Yeah, and the pyro and shit. God damn it.
I know, and then nothing.
And then we had Jinder Mahal, which I actually liked as a heel when he was slapping Carly around and shit. But he got squashed by Sheamus and, you know, disappeared for a year.
I mean, it sucks. I mean, you know. Everyone gets fired on SmackDown this Friday.
Yeah, that was Mark Jones' reaction right there.
That was. I'm the one who told Vince to fire JTG with the Brock Lesnar meme.
Earl.
These are all kind of funny.
Does anyone who knows Mark Harris at all?
No, he was. I remember he was a referee, but he fucked shit up often, and he wasn't on for a long time.
Which one was he?
The black guy.
Oh, was he?
Oh, yeah. Racist.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How many black guys did they get rid of?
Yeah.
You know, Brodus Clay. What did I tell you? When they first came out with the Somebody Call My Mama gimmick?
Yeah.
I told you when that's over, he's done. I told you he was never going to be able to
recover
from that. Yes, Heath Slater. Looks like it's back to being the one-man band, baby.
Yep. One and a half, man. He's still got Hornswoggle.
He does. How the hell is Hornswoggle still fucking employed?
Hold on. I got an idea. So, we can replace those two with Emma and Santino, and they can be the new 3MB.
No.
No?
No. Zack Ryder's still employed by the WWE.
Okay, hang on. Zack Ryder. We can get Los Matadors to join up with Heath Slater.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And they can be the
three. Are they going to help El Dorito?
I guess him and Hornswoggle had to become friends.
Then they'll be the 4MB. Because two halves equal a whole.
That's true.
So. All right, anything else?
Mark Henry.
Oh, yeah. So Mark Henry's dumbass on Friday.
It was Thursday still.
That's right. After the massive list of firings got announced, posted a picture of himself. Are you looking for it?
Yeah.
All right, so we can get the correct. Let's see. The Mark Henry. If it's still on there.
It's right. An old picture.
Okay, so he posts a picture of himself shortly after all the releases start coming out. And he says, here we stand, 18 years in August, still here. Well, Kurt Hawkins replies back to it. Are you a fucking idiot? basically, you're an idiot. Your colleagues just got fired, and that's what you have to say? And what the hell are you thinking, Mark Henry?
I mean, timing of it could be a little more sensitive, but I don't blame Mark Henry. He's like, shit, yeah.
Still here, baby.
That's what I do. Stay employed.
That's actually not what happened, though.
What happened?
It was actually like the anniversary of him getting hired or something. He actually had nothing to do with them.
Yeah, he really didn't know that was what was going on. That's the thing.
No shit.
So because he was like, I want an apology from you now. Because he had no idea about the releases at the time.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Yeah.
This is actually the 18th, because he was brought in on June 12th, 1996.
Why does it say 18 years in August?
Oh, that's what it says.
Yeah.
I guess it was August. Why the fuck, you know what, why the fuck is he posting that now?
And like I said, Mark Henry's an idiot.
That's just odd timing, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mark Henry. That's what I do.
So. Yeah.
Fuck him. Mark Henry could beat the shit out of Curt Hawkins. Who cares?
I gotta agree with Jake there. Fuck Curt Hawkins.
I agree too.
He even called him out. He said, I want an apology, and you know where I live.
You know, here's the thing, though. The main difference between... Well, there's a couple differences. One, Mark Henry's a huge powerlifting black dude, and Curt Hawkins is a skinny-ass white dude. One of them still has a job, and one of them doesn't.
Curt Hawkins has bitch tits, too.
He does. God. I can't... Damn. Is this the Facebook page?
Yes.
And there's the first story on there that Paul Jordan posted. Why doesn't Paul Jordan ever show up for our shows?
Because
he showed up for mine.
I think he generally sleeps during this time.
He just posted something 9 minutes ago. Paul Jordan, show up on our show once, goddammit. Anyway.
He's probably listening, just not chatting.
Probably is. There was a picture of Tons of Funk on there. Gonna miss them.
Yeah.
Bros Clay fired. Tenzai? Has a job on NXT.
Yeah, he's on by Jason Albert.
Yes. All right, so we're going to move on.
All right.
What else we got here? TWR Network World News Tonight. No, we actually have real news to cover, Adrian. We need to hold off on that.
Okay.
So anyway, go with the what you want to talk about.
What did I want to talk
the
about?
The Hall of Fame class.
Oh, Hall of Fame class. All right. So there's early rumblings that they've decided on the four of the names, and they're undecided on the fifth one that they've got up there so far. Let me get this up here again.
Unprepared.
I even told them we were going to talk about this, too.
Yeah, fuck off.
Well,
you fucked up sound like seven times since we've been on the air.
I have not. So are you
switched off the mics, asshole?
Yeah, who's the one who could turn off the mics?
What, me?
Whatever.
All right.
While you're busy doing this, I actually am prepared for this.
I got my...
So I'm going to move on, and we'll come back to yours.
Okay.
I want to send out a congratulations to CM Punk and AJ Lee on their nuptials that happened Friday the 13th.
Yay.
I want to wish you well and hope you're as miserable as most married people. Congratulations, Mr. and Mrs. Phil Brooks.
Congratulations, Mr. Walkout.
Shut up. All right. Are you ready now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
All right, so the names they got discussed so far are The Rock. Fuck you. Randy Savage.
Okay.
Kevin Nash.
All right.
Rikishi. And Victoria or Mickey James.
I'm okay with four of those names.
Which one aren't you okay with?
Well, I'm really not okay with Rikishi.
Why?
Yeah, I don't think you did enough. It's the Hall of Fame, not the Hall of Mediocre. I'm going to shove my ass crack in your face.
Coco Beware's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, but Coco Beware was innovative at the time.
Rikishi was
innovative. Rikishi is not, and it was not innovative.
Rikishi even win a title?
No, I think he was a tag team champion or something.
Rikishi was, I know, a tag team champion at some point.
But he was not. It's the Hall of Fame, not Hall of Mediocre.
Right.
More people agree that Coco Beware should be in the Hall of Fame than Rikishi.
That's nostalgia factor, though. It's not.
Let's see. Let's pull up Rikishi's Wikipedia page, shall we? Let's see what kind of belts he's had. Championships and accomplishments. In the World Wrestling Federation, he was a 3-time tag team champion. He was an Intercontinental champion one time. And he won the Wrestling Observer worst worked match of the year in 1993 when he was a part of a team with Samu, Bastion Booger, and Bam Bam against the Bushwhackers and Men on a Mission at the 1993
Survivor Series. Back when he was a head shrinker.
Yeah.
I mean, the motherfucker was the Sultan, okay? Say no more.
That was a bad gimmick.
You know, in 2000, he was actually ranked number 27 on the PWI 500?
I did it for The Rock.
I did it for The Rock.
I did it for my people.
You got comeback of the year then, too? Jesus Christ. Oh, PWI just lost credibility. But no, he should not be in the Hall of Fame, man.
He should
I have a problem with The Rock going in. So
I do, too.
Oh, you guys are fucking hypocrites.
Why are we hypocrites?
First off, hey, there's
I'm going to come wrestle for a little bit, and then I'm going to go make movies, and then act like I come back.
Almost
act like I care about the
almost
business.
Everybody in the Hall of Fame doesn't belong there as much as The Rock. Almost
really?
Everybody.
You think so?
Yes. The Rock...
That's not the point, though. It's the timing.
Okay, so when's the right time?
When he's dead, we don't have to see him anymore.
A few years from now, because people still have the fucking awful WWE title reign he just did in their fucking minds.
All right, I can't argue with Jake too much, but you're ridiculous.
No, I was going the same thing.
You said when he dies, Jason.
I was fucking kidding, you asshole.
Well, that's what you said.
Why would I want The Rock in the Hall of Fame when he calls CM Punk, his awesome-ass title run he had, because, we hear pop-ups in the seats with Rock versus
Well, Dana. We can see how much CM Punk cares about the fans. He doesn't.
It's not the fans. He's pissed off at Vince.
All right.
He had a horrible fucking... After that, Vince is like, I don't know, we need to do something with CM Punk. Hey, let's have him beat the shit out of Paul Heyman. Let's have him feud with Curtis Axel. Let's have him feud with Ryback. No, you put him right back in the fucking title scene.
No, while I don't disagree with you on that point, CM Punk walked out, man.
I would, too, if I was being treated like shit. Shawn Michaels walked out.
Stone Cold walked out.
Stone Cold walked out multiple times.
Yeah, but those
people... The Rock walked out.
Those people earned the right to do that.
The Rock walked out.
CM Punk
The Rock.
Punk had the title for almost 2 years. How is that not the right?
434 days. And then after he lost the belt to The Rock and all, was he in a title match again? No. What was it? What was his big fucking? What was their master plan that they were working towards at WrestleMania? Oh, him and Triple H.
Would have been a good match.
You're right. It would have been. He deserved more. He should have been in that match, not Batista. And they brought Batista back that had been gone for how many years, filming movies. And then they decide to bring him back and give him the title shot at WrestleMania? I'd be pissed off, too. I'm there 365 days a year. You are never going to convince me, get me off of the of where I'm going on this. Jake will agree with me.
Yeah.
So you're saying that you're okay with Batista coming back and then getting put in the main event at WrestleMania?
Absolutely.
You're okay when Brock...
Wasn't okay with Batista being the only man in the main event, though.
No one was.
Yeah. I was okay with Batista in there in the capacity that he was in. I wasn't okay with it if it was actually going to be him versus Orton.
I wasn't okay with him being in the main event. That's a slap in the face to everyone that's there all year round.
It's called storytelling.
It's called...
But at least Batista earned it, sort of. The Rock didn't earn anything he fucking got.
The Rock earned it with his past credentials.
Oh,
that doesn't mean you get to
shit.
Fucking take the title off a dude that has a year and a half reign.
Hogan did it, like, all the time.
Hogan walked out. There's another example.
Hey, ask Bret Hart how he feels about the Hogan WrestleMania 9.
Warrior walked out.
Don't ask Bret Hart anything. He's had a stroke. He won't answer.
That's right. Bret Hart will talk out the side of his mouth.
What does that have to do with a stroke? That's fucking Bell's palsy, you insensitive bastard.
It's the same thing.
God.
Now you're insulting JR. What the fuck's wrong with you?
What the fuck, Adrian?
Jason, are we still recording, by the way? Did you reset it?
I did not reset it, but I haven't got anything that said we've been off the air. It still shows that we're on the air.
Okay, so it must be working again.
Maybe I got the right login information.
Okay. Just want to check.
It's possible. Anyway, so, no, it's fucking dumb. That's all I have to say.
You guys are ridiculous.
The Rock should not be in the Hall of Fame right now.
The Rock, I have no issue with The Rock going in a Hall of Fame. I have an issue if he's going to wrestle on the show and go in the Hall of Fame.
I have a problem with him being an active wrestler in the Hall of Fame. I had a problem with Ric Flair.
I think they really just did this because he knew he didn't want to wrestle. They knew he didn't want to wrestle this year. So they're just like, fuck it, put him in the Hall of Fame then. Because we need him on the show.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Pretty much. All right. We got to move on. So
wait, hang on.
What?
Didn't Shawn Michaels get inducted in the Hall of Fame before his match with The Undertaker?
No.
No.
Or did he go in the year after that?
He went in the year after.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, I got to pull this article up again. We were sent an article. Well, you know what? I don't think we're going to have enough time to really do this justice.
Okay.
We're not. Because there's like... So we're going to shelve that and the other one for next week.
All right, so did you hear that Rusev is going to face Obama at Money in the Bank?
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was... Oh, okay.
United States President Barack Obama, in an unexpected response to being belittled on World Wrestling Entertainment programming, has challenged a Bulgarian-turned-Russian brute, Rusev, to a match at the upcoming Money in the Bank pay-per-view. During a primetime address in front of the Oval Office, Obama peered into the camera and issued a stern rebuke. My fellow Americans, Rusev and co-conspirator Lana, have waged war against our country by calling me a girly man. This aggression will not stand. The president was referring to a segment on last Monday's Raw, during which Lana aired footage of the president's low-impact workout regimen, used it as a metaphor for American weakness. Although Obama typically avoids the use of force in resolutions in international disputes, he insists that he will lay up the presidential smacketh down on Rusev in June 29th pay-per-view. The hotly anticipated showdown is what he called the New Cold War or in Drago vs. Creed 2. Although Rusev will have a significant weight and strength advantage over our leader of the free world, Obama may benefit from having the planet's largest military force and nuclear arsenal just a phone call away. It is expected that Obama will become a so-called Paul Heyman guy, since notorious manager Heyman is exceptionally good at pronouncing his name Barack.
All right. And we're getting our news stories from the all-trusted kayfabenews.com.
Yeah.
The world's most trusted source in wrestling news information.
They're the most legitimate news site out there.
CM Punk tweets cryptically about WWE return. Elusive professional wrestler CM Punk, who has been absent from World Wrestling Entertainment for nearly half a year, has tweeted cryptically about his impending return to the ring. Punk has previously been tight-lipped about his so-called sabbatical from wrestling, making very few public statements about the possibility of a WWE return. But many believe his recent tweet is a puzzle that properly decoded hints at an imminent return. The tweet reads, "Somehow we all knew it would come to this. OT, Western Conference Final, here we go." According to longtime wrestling journalist Dave Meltzer, the tweet is almost certainly a cryptic admission that he will return to WWE, probably on Raw this Monday. Meltzer offered the following decryption of Punk's coded message. The first sentence is fairly obvious. We all knew it would come to this, i.e. his return to WWE. Wrestling is in his blood and he can't stay away. The letters OT most likely signify on television, meaning he will return at Raw, not a house show. The phrase Western Conference Final is an anagram for off-center winter cleanse. A self...
Oh, God.
What?
This is bad.
You got a better... Okay. Indication that his unconventional sabbatical has been cleansing his mind and body. The final words, here we go, are self-explanatory. He's coming back. Some naive commentators in online wrestling forums have suggested that Punk was actually referring to hockey in the tweet, but that is clearly ludicrous since hockey is a fake sport in which Punk has never expressed any interest. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Meltzer, CM Punk, coming back on television tomorrow night on Raw.
That's actually,
confirmed.
That's actually legitimate news, too. That's not even a kayfabe.
I know. You got Jake, you got a news story you want to
tell? Kayfabe, did you say that like Joseph Park?
Huh?
Oh, another teenager reference you didn't get.
No.
Fuck you guys.
Hey, you know what? We'll start to get ROH references, though.
Yeah,
actually. Well, no. This doesn't help.
We've been watching ROH the last week or so.
Good, you should.
It's better than TNA.
You don't watch TNA, you wouldn't know.
I've watched, like, a half hour about 2 months ago.
Oh, yeah, because you can judge then, right?
Well, you know what? I can tell if I don't like something in the first half hour of it every now and then, I'm not going to like it.
I've got one more news story here. Jake, this one's from you. I had to dig up some articles here. TNA's creative team seeks more suitable team name. The so-called creative team of writers and matchmakers for Total Nonstop Action Wrestling is asking for the help of wrestling fans in finding a more appropriate name for their department. The team has launched an online questionnaire that will allow fans to provide input and vote on the names that better reflect the team's derivative, non-creative style of booking, which typically involves half-baked copies of World Wrestling Entertainment angles. Among the options available on the survey are the Mimicry Squadron, the Nashville Plagiarists, the Monday Night Note Takers, the Dixie Pricks, or Total Nonstop Imitation.
I actually like Dixie Pricks.
The company hopes that by allowing fans to participate in the naming process, viewers will feel more connected to the product and watch the Impact Wrestling TV show. Currently, the vast majority of wrestling fans don't bother to watch TNA since they cannot get all the same storylines and characters on Monday nights.
That's pretty close to being true.
True, actually. Yeah. The Dixie Pricks.
And actually, if there was a vote for that, I would vote the Dixie Pricks.
All right, Adrian, you got another one? Well, Jake, do you have a story?
Why? No.
Okay. Are we done?
Do you want to go over that one real quick?
All right, so... Apparently, World Wrestling Entertainment released Vince McMahon.
Really?
Yeah. World Wrestling Entertainment did some spring cleaning on its roster yesterday, releasing more than half a dozen contracts with total talent, including longtime promoter and corporate leader Vince McMahon. In an effort to cut costs and streamline the roster, the company announced a mass layoff that it would include enhanced wrestlers such as Brodus Clay and Camacho, as well as a marketing genius who single-handedly transformed professional wrestling from a dingy sideshow into an international sports entertainment juggernaut. While the releases of Evan Bourne, Yoshi Tatsu, and Kurt Hawkins were not terribly surprising, the dismissal of Vince McMahon comes as more of a shock, given his decades-long leadership of the billion-dollar publicly traded pop culture empire. A company press release said no light on the reason for the release, stating only, "We wish Mr. McMahon best in all of his future endeavors." Although McMahon has been largely absent from WWE television in recent months, it has been widely believed that he remained in the company's chairman and ruling patriarch. Triple H, McMahon's son-in-law and chief operating officer of the company, offered only a brief comment when approached by reporters outside the WWE Connecticut headquarters. Creative had nothing for Vince, he said. Releasing him is what was best for business.
Oh my God.
Haven't they already done that before?
I don't know.
Triple H fired Vince McMahon.
Well, he relieved him of duties. He relieved him of his COO duties. So, all right.
Is that our new Dunn sound?
That is our I'm Victoria sound.
Oh,
Could be our new Dunn sound. I don't
hear it often if it's the new Victoria sound.
No, I finished with a minute 10.
Nice.
So, I don't know. This could be our new end song. I don't know.
Even though you didn't really finish, but whatever.
It's not what your girlfriend said.
No! But she said you finished too soon.
No, we're talking about me, not you.
No, we're talking about you.
Oh, girlfriend, wait, splat. Oh, don't go, splat.
Oh.
Anyway.
Fuck you, man.
I'd ask you what we have coming up on the network, but I don't even know what we got coming up on the network anymore.
All right, so let me break this down for you as best I can.
Jake can also help you out with that, too.
I don't want Jake's help.
I'm helping you with shit. I want you to see Crash and Burn, bitch.
All right, so Mondays, you can listen to Talk TNA with Dave and Claudia. As they talk TNA, you'll
third
probably get Slammiversary. 3 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central. Tuesdays.
Nope.
What?
If it's 4 o'clock on Eastern time.
Yeah. All right, hey, first off, fuck you. I'm done with this. Second of all, I'm moving on. Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central, you can listen to FTW Live at their website, ftwlive.com, and then you can check the download on our site as well if you download things, because apparently everybody that listens on Sunday nights did that this week.
Yes. Thank you, dicks.
Wednesday, nothing. Wednesday this week, there will still be a shooting from the hip with Dan, Sean, and I believe Greg is going to be filling in for Michael Classic.
All right. Already a better lineup there.
I don't know about that. If it was Greg instead of Sean, then I would agree.
Yeah, maybe.
Alright. Thursday night, nothing, because that show sucked. Friday, nothing. There's a new show on Saturday nights at 9, 8 Central called The Wrestling...
Niche?
No, I believe it's around Niche.
Niche.
Niche. Wow.
With
who's on that show?
With, I think,
wasn't it two jobbers from that Wednesday, Thursday night show that decided to try?
No, Tyler and Tom quit.
No, the other two jobbers. They put masks on.
Tyler and Shane?
Yes. No, wait, hang on. I think it was,
the other two.
Oh, okay, I got it. It's Richard Birdog.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
And,
Birdog is never getting a show. He's not important enough.
He'll get a show when he writes an article.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
which I'm pretty sure we have a better chance of Heath getting laid before Richard writes an article.
And then Richard's going to do an article on that.
Yeah.
Because he'll be there on the scene reporting.
He'll be the one that Heath casts.
Oh.
He's going to write an article on the top five pizzas or some shit.
All right. So, wrestling. The wrestling niche with Corin Robinson and.
Corin.
A Jacoby. Jacoby Mullinsby as they talk about whatever the fuck happened on ROH and Jacoby. Other stuff.
No way.
I think I got that show right. Did I get it right, Jake?
Yeah, they couldn't sell poop to people who eat poop.
What's wrong with you?
What are you even saying?
I can't understand him. He gets like this sometimes.
It's late.
All right. So, anyway, in all seriousness, the wrestling niche, Saturdays, 9, 8 Central with Jake Mullins, Kyle Robinson. Be there or don't. It doesn't really fucking matter to him.
Be there or be square.
Ooh, that's original.
Anyway, you can check out all the site content that's pretty much provided by Clark Jordan.
What's usually on Sunday? What's moving the Sundays? A week from today, we're going to get a lead in.
Oh, shout-outs from the knees?
What?
Shout-outs from the knees?
Are they renaming their show?
Apparently.
You know, they got pissed off at us saying we're the number one show on the network on Sunday nights.
Did they really?
That's why they're moving to Sundays.
Oh, apparently that's what happened. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were really going to say Dan was pissed off. I was like,
no!
I'm like, goddamn, really?
No, because they've always been saying we're the number one show. With a little asterisk. You read the asterisk, it says on Sunday nights.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, not anymore. Thanks a lot, assholes. Anyway, shooting from the hip, I think next Sunday will be on next Sunday before our show. I'm not sure what time yet, but here we go.
Well, if they're doing it next Monday, why would they do a second show?
Next Sunday.
No, they're going to do two shows next week.
They didn't do one tonight, so they're going to do one on Wednesday and Sunday.
Yeah, that's what Dan said.
They're dedicated.
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah, Dan's probably going to like halfway die between now and then.
Dan had a lot of people down his house this weekend.
He's going to get sick again.
He had the DNR guys down there.
Yeah. He had like the DNR cast down there.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. No one could. Never mind.
Yeah, let's move on.
Yeah. Content.
Website. Paul Jordan provides everything. He's awesome.
Yeah, he does all the website work, bitch. That's a direct quote from Paul Jordan.
Yeah, we read that from the chat last night.
What did he say? Go back to the chat real quick, because I know there's no one in there, so it's right there.
Yeah. Let's see. It says...
Paul Jordan, I do all the work of the website, bitch.
Yeah, that's what he said. Which is true. Actually, I can't even argue
with that. Yeah, he is threatening Kyle. So.
Oh.
Paul, I do all the work, bitch.
Which Jordan. Apparently, Paul's never got angry at anyone, so that's a feat, apparently.
Well, I'm glad that Paul could be on your show, but not ours.
Yeah, he's actually going to be on our show next week.
God damn it, Paul Jordan. Anyway.
That should be cool. I'll
go check out all the trustworthy. Well, we say trustworthy. Yeah, I know. We say it's trustworthy, but it's no kayfabe news. So we'll see.
All right.
Anyway, and then the best reason to go to the website is...
I haven't seen New Classics Angels on a while, though, so I wasn't plugging it.
Did he just have one on, like, a couple weeks ago? I think he was...
He's doing that whole tournament thing, that's why, isn't it?
I don't know. Well, I know he's been working a lot lately, too, though. Yeah. So...
It's the last New Classics Angels. It is dated April 20th.
Oh, okay.
So it has been a while.
Well, still. Classics Angels, go to that. God love you. There's a lot of them on there. A lot. Anyway, so I think we're done.
All right, we're done.
All
right, so...
I think so. Hold on.
I picked a song for Heath this week because he's a bitch.
Hold on. I can't. It just feels wrong not having that at the end.
If you got a problem with something I said, hey, fuck off. And if you have a problem with me telling you to fuck off, then email us at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
You can also subscribe to us on iTunes and like us on Facebook and all that good stuff. Yeah, I don't got anything else. I think I'm good with that. You got anything else, Adrian?
No, that's it.
Like us on Facebook, piss off, whatever Heath had. Yeah, I know, it's just weird about Heath being here, so. Jake, you got anything else you want to say?
No, we're done.
Okay, good. So,
I picked, as a throwback to the best show that was ever on Thursday nights.
What show was that?
The TNT Wrestling Power Hour. I'm going to use their old theme song as a show to close out our show. So.
Wait, what?
That was their show song, the lead-in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they were the best show that used to be on.
That's because it was the NXT theme.
I know, that's true, but...
Coheed and Cambria?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, with that being said, once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers.
The big, bad booty daddy!
Says hasta la mania, beaches.
And from the land down under...
I don't even think he's going to say
anything. We don't need Zeus.
If Zeus was here, he'd appreciate this.
He would appreciate this.
Zeus appreciates everything. He's a bit special.
He's like a Canadian 16-year-old high schooler or something like that. So yeah. Zeus doesn't know how funny he is. Anyway, so once again, thanks, Jake, for being on. And, you know, thanks to everyone that's going to download this because no one was here tonight. So we... We'll try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been Hourbombed.
Toodles.
Alejandro plays.
Tech team match.
Wish to you, please make